down our street. It's Gramps and Betty again to tell another story from the diaries of your neighbors. Another story from life down our street.
Betty, see that young fella walking down our street?
Yeah.
With his wife?
Uh-huh.
Pretty young thing, ain't she?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a young fella we can all be proud of. Name's Audley Norton. Boy, I can remember before the war when them two, Audley and Errol, that's his girl,
huh?
She's wife now.
Oh.
I can remember when they used to be coming home from high school. Him a-carrying of books and both of them just as happy as can be. They was meant for each other, them two.
Oh, yeah. When did they get married, Gramps?
Oh, not till just a little while ago.
But you said they were going together before the war.
Well, sure they was, but Audley had to go fight the war first.
Oh.
Joined the Marine Corps, he did. Mighty fine-looking Marine he was,
oh,
too.
Gee.
Right smart lad. Come a sergeant. Fought at Cape Gloucester and Peleliu. Tough battles they was. And Harold worrying every minute back here and hoping he wasn't hurt. Used to ride him regular. Where's it? Back in March of 1945, she wrote him this letter. Yep. March 1945.
I received your letter this morning, and, oh, golly, I was happy to hear you weren't in the fight at Iwo Jima. According to the newspapers, it was a frightful battle, and, well, I guess it's still going on. I suppose I'm a sissy worrying about this.
But I know now that you're safe and sound at the staging center. And from the looks of things, the Pacific War may be over soon, and you won't have to fight again. I keep hoping and praying you won't. You have no idea how happy I am to know that you're not involved in any of the fighting there now. Please be careful and write often. Love, Errol. Hey, Shorty, did you hear that? She's happy I'm not involved in anything. Boy, her mental telepathy ain't working so good. She ought to see us now.
Yeah, sitting on a cozy little dump called Okinawa, ready to go across Death Valley. Nice and safe. Be careful, Maud. Take it easy. Got your Tommy gun clips all set?
Yep. How's all your folks, Shorty?
Oh, fine, fine. We're having tea in a few minutes with Lieutenant General Yoshijima and all his little Japanese playmates.
Squeezed down into the southern end of the island. And they was fighting like fury to hold on.
Oh, gee.
They was dug into caves and tombs and holes and doing some of the dirtiest fighting you ever heard about. Moore's outfit was facing them over a place the boys called Death Valley on account of so many of our boys was killed trying to cross it.
Oh.
It was just above the village of Naha. Our boys was at the top of one hill and the Japs on another hill with the valley in between.
Oh.
Death Valley. The Kakuta River run down through that valley. What our boys had to do was to go down one hill, cross the river, and up the other hill to get at them Japs. Moore's officers was killed.
Oh.
All killed. And Morton was in charge of his platoon. Altogether, about 600 men was all ready to make an attack across Death Valley. Moore's outfit was to be about the middle. It was the 39th day.
Shorty! You stick close by me in case we need a runner for messages.
What do we need a runner for, Maud? We got a radio?
Never mind, you just stick by.
Okay. Hey, this is rough stuff to walk on. All these rocks.
Keep down, will you?
Yeah. Hey, look at that sleazy-looking little creek. They call that a river?
Keep down, will you?
Yeah. Hey, these bees are made from lead, hey?
Yeah. First the snipers and the mortars. Come on, keep moving, men. Keep your gear up high, men. Don't let the water get in it. We're halfway now. All right, get over fast. Be in the open here. Faster. Faster. Shorty, you watch that radio. You're getting it wet. Hurry up, men.
Brother, that was slippery going.
Watch out for snipers, men. Keep covered. Shorty, how's that left flank?
Yeah, they're right with us. About 300 yards of them.
Up the hill now. Watch it, fellas. Get ready to duck for cover. Easy now. Hey, up ahead there. Stay back with us. Easy. Cover! Cover! Down! Hold it!
Get the machine gun behind us.
Down! Get down! Yeah. Oh, God. There's a men over on the left there. It's an ambush.
shotgun in back of us is laying it on.
We've got about seven of our men over on the left. Some on the right, too. They got us trapped, Maud.
Must be in one of those caves behind us. Get the command post on the radio, Shorty.
Yeah. CP. CP, CP. CP. Come in, CP. We need some corpsmen. There's wounded here. CP, CP. It's out, Maud. The radio is out.
What's wrong here, Morton? I crawled over.
I got about 10 of my men, Captain. Our radio's out. Gotta get these wounded men back.
Our radio's out too, Morton. We lost about 20.
I'll go back to CP.
Oh, you'll expose yourself if you do. They'll get you too.
No, they won't shoot at me alone. Gotta have a bigger target than just one man.
I'll go with you.
You stay here.
If you can get through, I can too.
All right, come on. Keep your eyes open, Shorty. Maybe we can spot where that gun is.
That's tough, pal. They ain't kicking up no dust in those rocks.
Keep your eyes open anyway. There it is.
Where? Where? Yeah, I see him. In that cave.
Yeah, there might be two of them. I can't see inside, but it sounds like two. Yeah, I'll pour a burst out of my gun inside and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two of them in there.
Shorty, you skirt around the mouth of the cave. Run up the command post and get a demolition man. I'll stay here and see if I can keep him busy.
Okay, Maud. Watch yourself now.
Toss a couple of grenades in there to give him something to think about in the meantime. Here. How about that, you nips? Did that take care of you? Uh-oh. It's too far in to get with a grenade. I'd better wait it out till the demolition man shows up.
Hey, Maud. Maud, you all right? I got Rube, the demolition man. Hey, Maud.
Here. Over here. I'm okay.
What you got, Maud?
There's a bunch of nips and a couple of machine guns in that cave. They got our boys on the slope across the valley pinned down.
We'll take care of them with this baby.
Hey, what's that?
Satchel charge. 10 pounds of TNT in a fuse. We toss it in there and it'll blow the place up. Here, I'll get the fuse. It's a 1 minute...
Look out! Here comes a grenade out of the cave. Got it!
Maud. Maud, they got Rube.
Rube, they get you bad.
It's a payoff, Maud. They got me good.
Here's a satchel charge. See if you can... Give me that charge. Shorty.
Yeah.
Shorty, keep me covered. I'll skirt around the mouth of the cave and get up over it and swing this 10 pounds of noise inside that hole.
Yeah, wait.
1 minute fuse.
I'll get up there and we'll make it all right.
Maud! Maud, are you hurt? Maud!
Yeah, they
could be too. Oh. Well, let's see. Oh, my God. It's all over your face and chest, Maud. You better not try anything. You're bleeding bad, Maud.
Gotta. These two guns have got the whole advance pinned down. It'll be hours before our boys can find this cave. I gotta. Shorty, keep me covered. 1 minute fuse. I gotta get up there. I gotta get those dirty... Right up on top of them. I'll swing this thing in. 1 minute fuse. I gotta beat it before it blows up. That telephone wire. Here, just what I need. Tie it onto the satchel to swing it by. About 10 feet. Nice long swing. It'll plunk right inside when I let go. Yeah, you're just right. Japanese wire. Makes it even better, Jap wire. Gotta get right on top of the opening. It can't hit me. I can swing this right inside, nice and good. Gotta wait until the last 10 seconds. Can't give him time to toss it back out. Just 10 seconds. Here it is. Right on top of him. Here I am, boys. With a bag full of love powder for you. 1 minute fuse. I start it. Like so. Now 60 seconds. I swing it back and forth by the wire. Right over your doorway, boys. Does that look good to you, huh? Back and forth. Back and forth. It's going to blow, boys. And you're going with it. Back and forth. About 15 seconds. Back and forth. I let go of the wire. There. There's a gift for you. Now I got to scram out of here fast. Well, that's it, boys. How'd you like that?
Lord. Morty, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, you blew up half the hill, buddy. That cave is sealed up tighter than a drum. You got them all, Mord. You got them all.
done it all alone.
Oh, gosh.
After that big blast, he just laid there, half dead himself. Well, pretty soon they come and got him and put him on the hospital ship. Do you know how many men that boy saved from getting deadly machine gun fire in the back?
How many?
600 men.
Oh, 600?
Boy got the Purple Heart.
Oh, gee.
Then one day, they gave him a Silver Star. That's a mighty important award, Betty. Only goes to the bravest men for heroic action. Maud listened while I was reading a citation from General Geiger. And he was thinking of Errol back home. Because that was the last battle. And Maud didn't have to fight anymore. Yep. The citation said some mighty fight.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action against the enemy, while serving as guide in a rifle platoon on Okinawa Shima, Ryukyu Islands, on the 9th of May, 1945, Sergeant Morden, after skillfully moving into position, accompanied only by his runner, killed approximately four of the enemy with an automatic weapon and hand grenade. And although in a weakened condition from loss of blood, continued to direct the action until the remainder of the enemy were destroyed or sealed in the cave. Sergeant Morden's professional skill and heroic actions were in keeping with the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monday, November 10th, is the 172nd anniversary of our Marine Corps. 172 years of the grandest tradition to be found anywhere in this world. The history of the proudest body of fighting men in the world is crammed full of glorious victories and achievement. When telling the story of the United States Marine Corps, stories need not be made up. They actually happened. Our story today is not the product of someone's imagination. It actually happened. And the hero of the story is a real person and a true Detroiter. He's in our studio this morning, and we'd like you to meet him. Sergeant Audley Morton, United States Marine Corps Reserve.
Well, thank you, Mr. Foy, and thanks to all your cast. They sure did a fine job of that Okinawa story. And there's a word I'd like to say at this point. It's about the Marine Corps Organized Reserve. I've joined it, and I heartily recommend every good American give it some thought. It's a great outfit to belong to. I'm holding my rating and hope someday to earn a commission in the reserve.
And we're sure you will, Sergeant Audley Morton. Best of luck. Men, join Detroit's own 17th Infantry Marine Reserve Battalion. Detroit's own Organized Reserve Battalion is forming now at the Naval Armory. By enrolling now, you can retain your discharge rank and draw pay for training in your spare time. Contact the Marine office at the Naval Armory or call Lorraine 79711 for more information. That's Lorraine 79711. Come on, man. Be a Marine. Down Our Street is a public service presentation of station WXYZ and is heard every Saturday at this same time. So tune to WXYZ again next Saturday for another story by Gramps and Betty. Fred Foy speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.